Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. Mishnah Vav talks about temed. Now, temed is grape water. It's made in one of two ways, either by basically taking used grape mush that was already, the wine has been basically extracted from it, and soaking it in water, or taking the sediment, the dregs of the from a cask of wine and soaking that in water. Either way, the hope is that they will some grape flavor will attach to the water, and it will be tastier than just plain old water. And that is called temed. Now, our Mishnah is dealing only with the type of temed that is made from shmarim, from the dregs, the sediment of the wine. Hamatame, the person who makes temed, vinasan mayim b'mida, and he put in water in a particular amount. Doesn't matter what the amount is, but a certain measure. We'll use, let's say, a liter. Umatza kedemi daso, and when he pours out the temed from the place where he's soaking the dregs in the water, it's still a liter. He puts in a liter, he gets out a liter. The amount that he, the measure that he put in is the measure that he got out. So then, Potter, he is not obligated to give Trumas Maestros because you didn't get any actual wine. Sure, maybe you got a little bit of flavor, a little bit of color, but you didn't get any actual wine. Because if you had gotten wine, you'd have gotten more than a liter out. You put in a liter in, you would have gotten a liter, 1.1 liters out, right? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not true. You know, the dregs don't just give out wine, they also absorb water. And so you probably did get wine, says Rabbi Yehuda. You just don't know exactly how much because the dregs absorbed water in the same measure that they produced wine. And so you have to give Trumas HaMaestros. Matzah Yosei Akademi Daso. If you got out more than you put in, right, you put in a liter and you got out 1.1 liters, so then everybody agrees that it's Chayev. The question is, what do you do with it once it's Chayev? So the Mishnah advises, Motzi alav mimakom acher lefi cheshbon. You should take Trumas HaMaestros from somewhere else for this wine that is kind of mixed into your water. And that way, you only have to take the amount that you gain. So in our example, where you put in 1 liter of water and you got out 1.1 liters of temed, so you know that you have 0.1 liters of wine. And therefore, you can take Trumas HaMaestros for 0.1 liters of wine from some other batch of wine where you need to take Trumas HaMaestros from. Otherwise, your other option is to take it from the temet itself, but in that case, you have to take Maestros on the whole thing, right? Because the wine is distributed across the entirety of the temed, and therefore you would have to basically take full Maestros, full Trumas HaMaestros from, well, not Truma, because we already said before that Truma Gedola includes all the dregs and all that stuff. But you would have to take Maestro, certainly, from the entirety of it in order to get the right percentage of wine. Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, only has this second option, because Rabbi Yehuda would not be able to take Maestros from somewhere else because he doesn't know how much temet is in there. He doesn't know how much wine is in there. Rabbi Yehuda assumes that the volume of wine that you get out is not necessarily connected to the volume of increase. So if you got out 0.1 liters more, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't necessarily assume that you got out 0.1 liters of wine. Perhaps you have 0.2 liters of wine and lost 0.1 liter of water. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would have to take Maestros off of the whole thing. That way you make sure that you get the proper percentage of wine. So yes, you're taking Maestros on water, but you have to do that in order to get the proper amount of Maestros on the wine that is spread out throughout the water.